Aquarius sun signs and Aquarius rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your numinous tarot forecast for April 2019. And Aquarius, before we enter April, let's take a moment to consider what March has been for you. March, the Ten of Cups reversed, was a profound invitation for you to really release what no longer tasted so good and move towards sweetness and stand in the presence of sweetness. Really show up for whatever that kind of beach day is in your consciousness and be in the immediacy of what feels good in your physical body, in your energetic and emotional body. And the card that's coming through for you in April is the Five of Swords reversed. And if you know anything about tarot or you have a kind of contractive feeling around the fives, I just want to take a moment to kind of dispel some mythology around that number. This is the number where we learn to make the element, in this case the swords, which is the element of air connected to the brain, mental patterning, storylines, where we learn to make the element our own. And we do so by getting a little messy with it. We get kind of in the bunker or in the padded cell or whatever. Maybe that's too intensive of a visual, but we get in the room with it. We get it alone and we get to really dive into how it functions in our lives. And the Five of Swords is a card where we are asked to let ourselves be human in a profound way. And Aquarius, you are in some ways I don't want to say the least human of signs, but you are the sign that is often associated with getting beyond the body, with really getting out there, with imagining these kinds of utopian worlds, these alternate systems, these strategies, these ways to make things better. And I really invite you in the month of April to consider how liberated you could feel if you allowed yourself to kind of fuck up, quote unquote. And I don't mean that in the sense of, you know, deliberately imploding parts of your life or consciously choosing to kind of move into contractive experiences that don't actually feel like they're going to be followed by expansion. But I really ask you to be sweet with yourself in your humanness, that there's no shame for you in the month of April. I mean, there's no shame for you ever, but profoundly to really move toward that knowing in this month, to use it as an incubator to say there's nothing that's beyond course correction. And even the word correction, throw it out. There's nothing correct. There's no right or wrong for you right now. There's really just noticing the kinds of patterning that does and doesn't feel good, and noticing where you also add this whole other layer to your behaviors that's about this kind of narrative on top of the actual impulse or the behavior that becomes shameful or becomes this kind of added layer of evaluating where you are in your life or whether you're ahead or behind or whether you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. Really allow yourself to be full of blood, to be a full carnal human in a body in this month, and to know that there are no screw-ups, there's no mess-ups, and that you have every right to be wherever you are in your process right now. And I'm wishing you a really expansive month of April, and I will speak with you in May.